Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Thursday, April 21st. The cost of living continues to increase in Canada. That's according to the Consumer Price Index. It was announced yesterday the annual rate of inflation in Canada is up 6.7% over last year. That's the biggest increase since January 1991. On average, shoppers paid 8.7% more for food than they did in March of last year. The price of milk and eggs went up 8.5% year over year in March, following a 6.9% price increase in February. That's the largest yearly increase since 1983. Prices for traveler accommodation rose more than 24% in March compared with the same month a year earlier amid higher demand for travel, especially during the March break. Statistics Canada says prices for pasta and cereal went up as well, as the Russian invasion of Ukraine sent prices for wheat futures up to a 14-year high. Russian President Vladimir Putin has reportedly ordered his troops not to storm, but to seal off the steel plant in Mariupol where Ukrainian soldiers are holding out. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the rest of Mariupol is under Russian control. Putin says the plant should be sealed off so not even a fly can get out. Chrystia Freeland, Canada's Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister, was part of a walkout on the Russian delegation's speech at the G20 summit yesterday. Freeland said on Twitter this week's meetings in Washington are about supporting the world economy and Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine is a grave threat to the global economy. She says Russia should not be participating or included in those meetings. Keystone Child, Youth and Family Services is bringing on a new executive director this July. David Willis comes to the organization with 25 years of leadership within children's mental health. Willis has had a role as the senior director of Toronto's lead agency for infant, child and youth mental health, Strides Toronto, with a focus on system transformation. He also sits on over 20 national and international committees and boards related to children's mental health and has also been recognized for his efforts in reducing the barriers around service to vulnerable populations with a focus on Indigenous, Inuit, and Métis youth. Willis joins the team as the new executive director at Keystone Child, Youth, and Family Services in Owen Sound as of July 1st. The play Born Yesterday hits the stage tonight at the Roxy Theatre in Owen Sound. Written in 1946, it focuses on a narcissistic thug who arrives in Washington to bribe a senator into allowing him to pursue a money-making scheme. Director Kevin Haxel says while the play is very comedic, it also has its serious side.
It's been remounted several times, still relevant today, obviously, when you're looking at political corruption, free enterprise, and the rights of the greedy to make money through free enterprise. These questions are examined in the play.
The play runs from April 21st to the 23rd and April 27th to the 30th. Tickets are available at the Roxy Theatre website and at the box office. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open up today. The Dow Jones is up 250 points in pre-market. The TSX opens at 21,998 after going down 20 points yesterday. Our dollar is trading at 80.02 U.S. cents, down 0.01 of a cent. And the price of oil is 103.12, up 93 cents a barrel. In sports, in NBA playoffs, the Toronto Raptors are on the brink of elimination from the first round after the 76ers scored a three-pointer at the buzzer to take a 104-101 win over Toronto. Philadelphia now has a 3-0 series lead. Game 4 goes Saturday. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays dominated the Boston Red Sox 6-1. In the NHL, the Edmonton Oilers scored a 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars. Meanwhile, the Toronto Maple Leafs are in Tampa Bay against the Lightning tonight. The OHL draft lottery was held last night, and the Saginaw Spirit won the number one pick in next week's priority selection. The OHL playoffs start tonight. The Owen Sound Attack play game one of their series against the Flint Firebirds on Friday. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.